At this time, I'd like to convene a public comment session. The procedures of the board allow for public comment during each meeting. To make sure we have time for all speakers, each speaker is allotted a maximum of 5 minutes to address the board, and I ask them to comply with this time frame. We appreciate having guest speakers and look forward to their comments. I'd like to call on Ms. Cheyenne Wendell.
Good morning. My name is Cheyenne Wendell, and I'm speaking on behalf of the Fossil for UIUC committee as part of Students for Environmental Concerns, which I am the president. So, I was thrown into the world of environmentalism the summer of 2018. I was on my way to a state park, the excitement of the trip flowing through me, thinking about hiking, of nature, and of our planet, until I entered Wapella, Illinois. Wapella is a small village in DeWitt County, known for opposing a wind turbine farm. And as I passed through that early July morning, I was in awe of their opposition. Billboards and yard signs all saying, protesting the turbines and using the slogan, "Get the facts, no turbines." I was angry. I didn't know how to use this anger that I felt, and so I turned it into action. I became obsessed with the idea of renewable and clean energy. I even took the leap in my personal life, and I transferred to the University of Illinois to study environmental sciences. My focus was to educate myself, but also learn enough so I could educate others. To do this, I became a member of Fossil Free UIUC. And in 2009, when the Illinois Student Senate passed a resolution urging our university to remove all investments from companies involved in the extraction of fossil fuels, I was thrilled. You know, it was my first year here. I thought it would be an immediate change, an easy fix. The next month, 3/4 of the student body voted yes on a referendum in support of removing all fossil fuel companies from the University of Illinois' endowment and the University of Illinois Foundation by 2020. I learned quickly that our divestment movement was nothing new. We had been fighting for divestment since 2008. A campaign to encourage the university to divest from coal companies received the support from an overwhelming majority of our student body during the 2013 student elections. Both the Student Senate and the Faculty Senate passed a resolution to divest. And despite Chancellor Jones being formally advised to divest from fossil fuel companies, the University of Illinois has yet to act on removing its investments. We believe that it would be undemocratic and morally reprehensible for the Board of Trustees to ignore the demands of a generation that will be living with the repercussions of the board's inaction for the rest of our lives. As a public university lacking in transparency about its investments, it is time that the university transitions to ethically responsible, financially stable, and sustainable investments. Heat waves, droughts, fires and floods, we hear about it all the time. These devastating extreme weather events should not be occurring as frequently as they are, but we cannot deny their presence. Each year, our planet is breaking global warming records. If we don't respond to the changes happening to our environment now, there will be little hope for a livable future. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has given us 12 years for global warming to be kept to a maximum of 1.5 degrees Celsius, or else climate change will significantly worsen the risks of drought, floods, extreme heat, and poverty for hundreds of millions of people. But you already know this. For the past 10 years, you've had students cycle through this organization with the exact same pros. We all know that fossil fuels are unstable, controlled by foreign governments, and are politically charged investment. Just this week, Saudi Arabia's oil fields and pipelines were targeted by rebels and attacked, knocking out almost half of Saudi Arabia's oil capacity and causing prices to skyrocket immediately. So what will fuel the change then? Money. That's what's gonna fuel the change. And so yesterday, the University of California system joined thousands of other institutions in divesting their university. But they did it because fossil fuels are a bad financial investment. By the end of this month, the University of California system will take their $70 billion pension fund and $13.4 billion endowment and will no longer hold any stakes in companies involved with the extraction of fossil fuels. I wish that they made this decision based on the work of climate activists, but a recent financial risk assessment amplified the danger of their own investments. We ask that you freeze our investments in fossil fuels immediately for the safety of the planet and the people on it, but also for the safety of your own investments. We ask that, along with freezing fossil fuel investments entirely, you also divest from the top 200 publicly traded fossil fuel companies in the next 3 years. If not for us, or your children, or your grandchildren, or for the future of the Earth as a whole, do it for your money. If anything, I'll graduate knowing that I came here with one purpose in mind, to educate the public on environmental issues and to inspire younger students to take on and continue this movement after I graduate. What I ask of you is to listen to our concerns and take it upon yourself to make the right decision for the future of our students and for the future of our planet. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to call on Ms. Veronica Casey.
Good morning, everybody. Earlier this month, a few friends and I grabbed our hammocks and decided to head out to Illini Grove to relax and enjoy the scenery. When we got there, I was captivated by the beautiful leaves that had fallen from the trees, and I spent way too long looking for earthworms in the ground. What else would you expect from an environmental science major? That tiny adventure was a huge reminder of the incredible world that is our home. Every day, I'm struck by the beauty of nature that I find on campus, and I can only imagine the wonders that lay beyond our home of Champaign-Urbana. My name is Veronica, and I'm the Vice Chair of the Committee on Environmental Sustainability for the Illinois Student Government, as well as a Committee Chair for the Students for Environmental Concerns. Both of these organizations, as well as over 30 other environmental groups, and a multitude of other RSOs on campus strive to uphold environmental conservation, environmental education, and of course, environmental justice. What this means is that we, as students, are aware of the destruction happening in our own backyards, and we wish to reverse the effects through volunteering, rallying, educating, and speaking. We are successful because of passion, determination, and hard work. But in order to have a greater impact, we need the support of you, the Board of Trustees. In the past, the Committee on Environmental Sustainability funded events for environmental organizations, ran an environmental quad day, and advocated for sustainability in the Illinois student government. Historically, the Students for Environmental Concerns has protected areas such as the Pine Creek Wilderness Area, the Middle Fork River, and the Boneyard Creek. And we also established the Champaign Community Recycling Center in 1978, pushed for bike lanes on campus, passed a referendum for the energy conservation policy in 1991, and spearheaded a fossil fuel divestment campaign, among other accomplishments. But we still have much to do if we want to build a future that we all deserve. Now, we strive to accomplish a new set of distinct goals. First, we aim to gather our peers to march tomorrow in support of the global climate strike. Next, we aim to support the Illinois Climate Action Plan in achieving carbon neutrality. And finally, we aim to see the University of Illinois divest from fossil fuel companies once and for all. These are ambitious goals, but we are ambitious people. This is a call to action to the members of the Board of Trustees. You can help our cause by recognizing our concern, listening to environmental organizations at the universities, forming sustainable policies, advising faculty in sustainable efforts, encouraging research in environmental conservation, and investing in ethical industries and solutions. If we in the University of Illinois system are not acting towards greater solutions, we are part of the problem. I hope that the University of Illinois system continues to be a beacon of progress whose footsteps are followed by other schools in the nation. After I graduate college, I'll carry this passion for environmental conservation, education, and action into the workplace and beyond. I hope that I can look back on the activism that I've done throughout my time at the university and see that it has inspired meaningful change. I'm grateful for the amazing opportunities that the University of Illinois has provided for me, and I wish to give future students the same resources to build a more sustainable future. With the support of the Board of Trustees, we can look forward to a better future, and all students will be able to enjoy beautiful days of relaxing and hammocking in Illini Grove. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That concludes our public comment session. And we will now turn to the part of the meeting we call Honoring Excellence, where we highlight true outstanding achievement at any of our three universities. And we especially would like to focus on our host university. And today we're going to talk about our outstanding men's golf program at the University of Urbana-Champaign.
No bias.
What's that? No bias.
What are we watching?
Yeah, no bias. But I was out in Philadelphia watching our Big Ten championships myself this spring, and when the team won them, it occurred to me that we had won 10 of the last 11 Big Ten championships with our golf team. One of many successful programs here, but certainly perhaps the most outstanding. The team is currently ranked number 19 in the country and opened the 2019-2020 campaign this past weekend at the Maui Jim Intercollegiate in Scottsdale, Arizona. As I mentioned, we've won 10 of the last 11 Big Ten championships. 5 Big Ten championships in a row from 2009 to 2013 and from 2015 to 2019. Prior to Illinois' current run, the Big Ten has not seen this from a golf program since the 1980s when Ohio State earned 11 titles. Only 2 other teams in the history of the conference have won 5 consecutive Big Ten championships. We also had an individual Big Ten champion, Adrian Dumont du Chassart, who earned medalist honors, becoming the 21st individual Big Ten champion in Illinois men's golf history. And here's something remarkable, the 9th consecutive medalist in the Big Ten from the University of Illinois. The Illini also won their 5th NCAA regional title in 2019, led by current senior Michael Feagles, who also took individual medalist honors at that event. Illinois has produced 5 NCAA regional medalists in the last 8 years, while also taking home 4 consecutive regional titles. The Illini are coming off their 12th consecutive NCAA championship appearance in 2019, one of the longest active streaks in the nation, second only to Texas, and they have finished among the top 5 at the national championship in 6 of the past 9 years, highlighted by a runner-up finish in 2013. I'm being accused of bias right now. I don't think that track record reflects any bias on my part. It is perhaps the most outstanding athletic program of any kind in any Power 5 conference program today. It should be noted that my 4-year teammate, Mike Small, has delivered this kind of excellence with this program, and something that represents U of I in a tremendously positive fashion. Members of the Illini golf team could not be with us today since they are hosting the Illini Invitational and are probably out on the course right now at Olympia Fields getting a tournament practice round in. In their place today, we have Senior Associate Director of Athletics, Keiko Price, representing the team. Keiko is the administrator who oversees the men's golf program, among other programs. in honor of the Illini golf team's dedication to excellence on the golf course as well as in their service to the university, I present this certificate of recognition to Director Price and ask that you convey this with our heartfelt appreciation to the members of the golf team, Coach Small, with the Board of Trustees' appreciation.